Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today we are profiling Apostrophe Magazine. Apostrophe Magazine promotes inclusion of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Their stories and photos show people achieving independence, contributing to their communities, and enjoying life. Apostrophe means more than just punctuation. The title comes from a song by the late rocker Frank Zappa. In 1974, Zappa wrote and performed a tune about a man talking to his dog. Now, we can all relate to that. But in Zappa's song, the dog talks back. "You can't say that," the man tells the dog in disbelief. "I do it all the time," the dog replies. "He talks. He says even with all the apostrophes thrown his way, can't, won't, don't, hasn't, isn't, shouldn't, and couldn't. People with disabilities face the same apostrophes. All too often, they are told what they can't do. Apostrophe Magazine emphasizes what they can do. It helps turn can't and shouldn't into can and should. Every story, column, and section in this magazine relates to eliminating apostrophes in people's lives. For more on the magazine, we turn to editor Jacqueline Peterson. Hi, Jackie.
Hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad that you wanted to be on the podcast. And I have to say to you that Apostrophe Magazine is ridiculously awesome. I want to know, before we start talking about the magazine in depth, I want to know about you, because I find it very fascinating about the people who are behind the scenes. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, like you said, I am Jackie Peterson. I am the editor of Apostrophe Magazine. I've been the editor since March of 2015. So just earlier this year, I was made the editor. And I've actually worked with Apostrophe since 2011. I was kind of in the background. I've done the subscription I've helped people subscribe to the magazine. I've also worked on the writing of the magazine and the design of the magazine. And you may be interested in knowing that Apostrophe Magazine is made in Montana.
Yes.
We are housed right in Anaconda, Montana, which is in the southwestern corner. It is so much fun getting to know the people who we write about. Our cover story, this last issue, Brandon Gruber, he's a young man who's in Aptos, California. He is just so awesome. He's inspiring. He's a homecoming king. He is part of student body. He just goes out of his way to do all these really awesome things to put himself out there. And one of the really cool things is he went and he made this program called 123 Plus Life. And through this program, he's ensured that everybody in his school can be included in things like prom and getting yearbooks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so just writing stories about these people who are so into life and loving life is just awesome, and we love it.
What was interesting to me in the introduction to Apostrophe, when you talk about what Apostrophe is about, you say that Apostrophe's philosophy is about allowing people with disabilities to direct their own lives. Now, tell me how the stories you write and the photos you take make people aware of that fact, and the fact that people with disabilities write for Apostrophe as well.
Okay, so when we're looking for stories for Apostrophe, we're always looking for stories about people who are inspirations to others. And the people who we look for to include an Apostrophe are those not necessarily who are in the mainstream, but at the same time, they're out there making a difference in their lives.
And
not only are they making a difference in their lives, they're making a difference in other people's lives. They inspire their family, they inspire friends, they inspire anybody out there, you know, and it could be anything as little as somebody starting their own business to, you know, making beautiful art, somebody out there who's really physical and likes to be active and who exercises and does a fantastic job in their sport. We also like to talk about people who are scholars. I mean, Brandon Gruber, he has a 3.5 GPA at his high school. And so, I mean, how awesome is that to let people know that, you know, it is possible. You can do that. Anybody can do it. Yeah. And that's what we want to show. We want to show that anybody can do anything that they set their mind to.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're eliminating the apostrophes. There are no apostrophes in Apostrophe Magazine. It's only can and do. And that's what we want to tell people about. That's how we get our stories.
Talking about these, what people can do, does that change your view about what you can do as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, so I grew up in Butte, Montana, and my dad, and kind of the theme to Butte, Montana is we're the can-do city. And my dad would always say to me, Jackie, you are from the can-do city. You can do. And so...
Thanks, Dad.
Right, yeah. Thanks, and Dad. So I do feel like I have kind of this can-do attitude. And when you see people with disabilities who also have that can-do, you can't not help but be excited for them and seeing how awesome they're doing and knowing that they are inspiring everybody else there, out there a little by little.
And I could tell that from your site yesterday when I was doing research. There's a lot of people affected by what Apostrophe is doing. How does that make you feel? You know, because there is a lot of work to publish a magazine, but the result from people's comments and their expressions was pretty amazing to me.
Well, I am always excited when somebody comes to me. Or, you know, I might get an email, I might get a message on Facebook, I might get a message on Twitter, wherever. I am always excited when I hear somebody, when I talk to somebody and they say that we've touched their lives with the stories that we put out there. It's just awesome. I love it.
It is. Well, one of the things that was awesome for me was the fact that I got a call a couple of months ago from you, and you said, I would love to do a story on you, which I was very, very grateful for, and you did a great job. You did a great job. But we have kind of an announcement, don't we?
Right.
That I'm going to be more involved with Apostrophe, right?
Yes. And this is so exciting, Michelle. You know, Michelle and I, last week we visited, and she has agreed, along with her team, to offer specials to Apostrophe through her show. It is just going to, for one thing, I love the information that you put out there. I love your shows. You're so bright, Michelle, and you're so excited with life and excited to do your job that you do, you know?
Yes,
and
yeah.
We want to show people your excitement and get your name out there, get the word out there about you. And the awesome stuff that you're doing. And I think that, you know, just by you offering specials to Apostrophe will help do that. And you are going to be an awesome addition to our magazine.
Well, I appreciate that because your team is, I haven't even met everybody on your team, but I know that I'm going to love working with your team. And Jackie, I have to say, I just love you. I love your passion and the things that you do and the seriousness that you take in doing your job. And I cannot wait for this opportunity. I was so happy last week when you asked me.
Well, we're happy to have you, Michelle.
Well, Jackie Peterson, you know what? I'm going to end the interview now. And if you would like to know more about Apostrophe, we will have links on my Facebook page. Thank you, everybody, for listening today, everybody. We'll have a great day today. Bye-bye.